A broken heart, a broken spirit, who can bear? What is a broken heart and how does it heal? We're going to tackle those issues today on the Whole Life Podcast Show, also the Heart Journey Podcast Show with Dr. Barbara. I come to you as a minister, but I also happen to be a psychologist. So we're going to dive deep into the scripture, what the scripture says about a broken heart, how a broken heart heals. And we're also going to look at some of the neuroscience here regarding healing of the brokenhearted. The scripture talks about a wounded spirit who can bear. Do you ever feel like it's hard to go on? Well, let's talk about your inner pain today and how to get that healed. I'm so thankful that we serve a God who heals the brokenhearted, who heals trauma. And today, if you feel lost in your pain, you are going to find real hope and real help. If you've ever thought, I should be over this by now, what is wrong with me? You're in good company. This is actually a normal experience. And the scripture is very clear on the process of healing the broken heart. And it's very simple. So let's take a deep breath, inhale, exhale, as we invite the Spirit of God into this moment. Let's start with God's holy word. Proverbs 18:14, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? Isaiah 61, 1 through 3, the spirit of the sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up and heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to comfort all who mourn, and to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow upon them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. Luke 4, 18 through 21, Jesus reads that same prophecy in the synagogue and then says, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. In fact, I believe part of my calling is really to see the brokenhearted healed as a continuation of the ministry of Jesus, the ministry of the good news, the gospel that saves not just our eternal soul, but also saves our soul, our broken heart in the here and now. Psalm 147:3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 34:18, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Luke 15, Jesus tells us that the shepherd leaves the 99 to search for the one sheep that's lost. The woman sweeps her house clean and turns on all the light and searches till she finds her lost coin, and the father runs to his prodigal. Beloved, he is not waiting for you to fix yourself. He's already looking for you. And he just says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You see, in all these scriptures, he heals the broken heart. He heals the pain. These scriptures use rich words that tell a story. Now, we're about to talk about some Hebrew and Greek words, and I'm going to ask for forgiveness for our scholars about my pronunciation. The Hebrew word for bind up is havas. It means to tenderly bandage a wound, like a careful nurse tending to someone bleeding and broken. The word brokenhearted is nish berilev. It literally means a heart shattered into pieces, small, destroyed, crushed. It even means mauled, like scraped and scratched and shattered. This is the language of trauma. The word heals is rapa, to restore, to make whole again. When you think about you restore a car, I come from a family on my husband's side that restores cars. They look brand new, completely restored, made whole again, fully functional. And Proverbs 18:14 says, "A wounded spirit, who can bear?" That word wounded paints a picture of the inner self that is so crushed, it can't carry its own weight. Do you feel like you have places in you that hurt more than you've ever allowed anyone else to really know? Are there places in you that feel long devastated? Jesus is the restorer of the places long devastated. Beloved, what all this tells us is simple but profound. Your brokenness is not a moral failure. It's not something that you repent away. It's not something that we metanoia, we change our mind and repent of. It is an injury, and God Himself wants to step in as your healer. He just wants you to come. You who have no money, come buy and eat. Isaiah 55. So let's talk about trauma and neuroscience. Trauma is your brain on high alert. Your amygdala, which is your alarm system, goes on. It's like alarms that keep going off. You know, when your battery is low in your fire alarm in your house and it keeps chirping like something's wrong and you can't find anything wrong and it's so annoying and alarming? Well, our amygdalas go on high alert when we move into hypervigilance, when we move out of what's called the window of tolerance because of trauma. And we go on high alert, but we can only stay up there for so long into that anxiety or rage or hypervigilance or mania. And then we can only handle it for so long before the brakes come on of the parasympathetic. And then we go down into depression, dissociation, feeling down, feeling lost, feeling that like everything is surreal, feeling checked out, feeling numb. Also, with trauma, your prefrontal cortex, the rational calming part of your brain, goes offline. And instead, these very unwise but very fast parts of our brain come on board, which is the fight, the flight, the freeze, and collapse. You know, you feel like I just want to go fetal, go numb, or the tend and befriend, the anxious, let me fix it, let me fix it, let me fix it. Please don't leave me, please don't leave me. Also, the hippocampus, which helps our memories get skewed, kind of fractured, and sometimes memory doesn't run through it properly. Also, we can remember in part and block out parts. And so what can happen is we have a trigger, and I'm going to be podcasting on triggers very soon. We have a trigger, and that trigger makes us feel like what is happening is impacting us in the present. My husband left without saying goodbye, and I feel abandoned very, very strongly, and I sob. Well, is that about now, or is that about the past? It might feel like it's about now, because your brain isn't tying it to the memory of the past. But where it's hysterical or an overreaction, it is historical. And here's another piece that absolutely amazes me. Brain scans show that emotional pain lights up in the same places that we feel physical pain, the anterior cingulate cortex and the insula. That's why your heartbreak feels like a gut punch. It feels like physical pain. It's like, please make this stop. I remember one time when I gave blood. I don't know what they did, but they didn't do it right. And I was in terrible pain in my arm. And my whole body wanted to jump in and get my arm out of that situation. That was physical pain, but emotional pain feels the same way. Get me out of here. Your brain is literally telling you this hurts, this matters. And in fact, it does. Your pain is telling you, hey, something is broken and it needs healing. Just like if you break your leg, you might go into shock, you might be numb for a little bit, but pretty soon it's going to hurt and it's not going to take the pressure. Well, do you feel like your soul is no longer taking the pressure of your life? It matters, beloved. And there is a way through. There's hope, there's safety, there's love, there's presence with the Lord. But we must take time for our brain and our hearts to rewire around the love of God. Not in mind only, but we need to spend time in encounters with Jesus that heal our broken heart. Just like how when I was little, I wish I hadn't done it now, but we used to sunbathe. Well, we need to S-O-N, sunbathe. Psalm 34 says, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and his nearness, his presence is gentle, and it calms your body and soul and allows healing to begin. In Heart Journey, we have a tool called the Cuddle Tool. And I got this many years ago from Pastor Tim Sauvé. But with the cuddle tool, we cuddle with the Lord. We just cuddle up to him in anticipation of his love and his warmth. And he shows up, his presence comes. He is full of love and warmth and healing. He is Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. I want to take you back to a time when I was a little girl. I was playing behind a neighbor's backyard deep into the forest near a creek, and there were just a few other kids, and they knew how to get in and out of this forest area back to their house. They knew the path. I did not, and it was my first time down there. And at some point, they went home. And I didn't notice. I looked around. I thought, surely they're around here. I called. No one answered. I called some more. Pretty soon, my heart began to beat quickly, and I began to go into a panic. I ran to the left. I ran to the right. I ran up and down the creek. I ran up the hill and down. I couldn't see them anywhere. I tried this. I circled a few times, and I realized no one was there, and I didn't know what to do. So, in a fright, and I was out of my window of tolerance, I just began to run and run and run and run. I passed a house that surely looked haunted and probably 100 years old, broken down. It was so scary. I just ran and ran. I didn't even know what I ran through. Finally, after what seemed like hours, it truly seemed like hours, I came up on a cornfield and I was like, what do I do? So I ran through the cornfield, hoping I would see something familiar. Finally, at last, I saw a house, went to that house, and the person there happened to know my mother. And when she opened the door and looked at me, I think I remember I had to ring the doorbell several times. It just everything felt like it was in slow motion. And she gasped when she saw me. And I looked down and realized I was covered in blood. I had run through so many barbed wire and briar patches. I didn't even notice. I was so panicked, just trying to find home and survive. Well, she threw me in the bath and said, I don't want your mother to see you this way. She threw me in the bath, and I don't remember how she got a hold of my mother. But anyway, I remember the next thing I remember was being home, and my mom put me in bed and she covered me with ointment. Beloved, isn't that what we do when we're hurting, when we're afraid? We run to survive. We look for home everywhere. We look for familiar voices. We don't even think about what we're doing. Sometimes we get involved in briar patches that we should never have run through and we didn't even notice. And before long, we look and we're covered, bloody, we're hurt, gouged. And then comes the pain, and it's hard to sleep. It's painful. What do we do? Well, we lay in bed and we let our Heavenly Father tend to us and put his ointment of healing upon us. Beloved, he loves you so much. You are his precious, precious son or daughter. He is calling you into more healing, more wholeness, more life. In next week's podcast, I'm going to talk to you about the Samaritan woman and how she found healing. I'm going to talk to you about spiritual bypass. I'm going to tell you more of my story and more of the places where I found healing. We're going to talk a little bit more about triggers, and we're going to talk about the process of healing your broken heart. For now, I want you to know healing is the children's bread. Jesus said, healing is the children's bread. Healing is for you. Maybe others haven't been concerned about you the way that you needed, but the Father is. Today, in our show notes, there is an opportunity, two opportunities. One is for you to receive a free mini ebook that will help you heal from rejection, move from rejection to confidence. You can go to drbarbaraministries.org/rejection. In addition, we have an opportunity here for you to join the Heart Journey mentoring and community experience, where I will mentor you with a group over the course of almost a year, where we go through the stages of safety and stability, healing your nervous system, stabilizing your mind, stabilizing your emotions, your relationships, and then move into time reversing trauma, satisfying unmet needs, healing boundary ruptures, finally moving into forgiveness, moving into redo activities with the Lord, moving into doing relationships anew, changing how we live in this world from a healed place, and then launching into identifying and launching into life purpose. You can go to drbarbaraministries.org/experience, drbarbaraministries.org/experience, and join us in the Heart Journey experience. I love you. I'm looking forward to being with you next week as we continue this talk on healing your broken heart. Now, let me pray for you. Lord, I pray for each person listening. I pray for healing, God. Some of these people listening feel that they cannot go on. It hurts so much to get up and live. And I speak life. I speak wholeness. I speak help and hope to those people, God. Lord, draw them to you and show them that you are the one that heals their broken heart, that time with you will not be wasted. Next week, I'm going to share with you a wound that I felt was so deep. I felt like it could never be healed, and I look forward to being with you next week.